¿Estás escuchando? ¿Estás escuchando? And now, TIK Radio. In the fast-paced world we live in, finding moments of stillness and self-reflection can be a rare luxury. The Late Show with the Moon is a supportive show, an empathic environment for sharing, listening, and connecting with others on a deep emotional level. It is like your sanctuary for mindfulness, personal growth, and thoughtful exploration. Join us in this welcoming sanctuary where vulnerability is celebrated and authenticity. The show is where real people share their real experience, thoughts, and feelings. Our mission is to foster empathy, inspire resilience, and create a sense of community in a world that sometimes feels disconnected. TIK Radio aims to provide a supportive and inclusive platform where people can openly express themselves, share their experiences, and build a sense of community through the power of storytelling. It was very funny how I I was talking about it. Abraham says, good morning, fan. Please, I'm a fashion designer in Ghana. If you want me to show for you, please contact me for a business, please, my dear. You're a fashion designer. Wow, what do you design? You want to join? You want to call in? Let me invite you so you can talk about your... First of all, let me just stop the music because I don't want to. And I'm going to invite you. And if you could, if you want to come up, you can also come up. Because I know sometimes you're busy and the line is open. But I'm inviting Abraham right now. Abraham, I sent you an invitation to come into the panel and talk about your fashion. How are you? Can you hear me, Abraham?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Abraham. Tell us about your fashion, that you're a fashion designer in Ghana.
Yes, I sew men and women clothes, women things. If you want to sew everything, you want to do business about sewing and those things. I am fashion designer. I sew shirts, I sew kaftan, I sew everything, men and women.
Good. And how many years you've been doing this, Abraham?
Oh, now it's almost 10 years now.
Yes, now.
So 10 to 12 years.
10 years. Wow. And is this a business that is local in Ghana? That's how you survive? That's your work?
Yes, that is my work. And
okay.
That's how you to survive. So I'm from Togo and I stay in Ghana here for 7 to 8 years now. I get my own shop.
Oh, you got your own shop. Okay. What is the name of your shop?
The name is Redemption Clothing.
Can you write it in the chat so we can share that? Because I'm going to post the episode and I'm going to give you so they can follow you and they can find you. I'm going to post this episode and I'll give you promotion so people can find you. They listen to me in 47 countries, so they might get to, you know, interested in your fashion.
Okay.
Can you write it in the chat, the name? Yeah, no. Go ahead and we're still talking, but then you write it on the chat.
Okay.
And
the problem I have now, even now I get the shop, so I'm going to register the shop, the name. I did not register the name yet. So even now I did the process to register the shop and get everything.
Okay. What type of textile you use?
I saw men shirt up and down. I saw political suits. And I saw ladies' dress and everything.
Okay. And every size?
Yeah, every size. When you give me the size, no, the number or the measurement, I can do everything.
Okay. And you only sell in Ghana, or do you export to other countries?
I don't export now. It's only Ghana. I sew small. Now I'm trying to make the company too big, to make the company to grow. Now I start small.
Okay. So you would like to find someone that could buy in Ghana, right?
Someone can buy, someone can order, to make the business grow small.
Perfect. And are you using only fabrics from Ghana, or are you using, like, because I know that sometimes the textiles could be exported from other countries, or are you using local printed fabrics from Ghana?
We use all the fabric. The one way we import, or the local one, so any fabric we get for here, we use every fabric. Like when you get the texture or the material you want, where you send, give me, I can provide it and sew it and send to you back.
Beautiful, beautiful. And what is the minimum order that you have? Like if someone from Ghana contact you, what is the minimum order that you have in order to make business? One piece, two piece, five piece of clothes?
It depends how you want it. Then I can go to the market and buy. Maybe you get some star where I don't have that material particular. Then I'll go and buy the material and I will show it for you.
Okay. And Abraham, do you have an online store, like, so they can see the type of dresses and clothes that you make?
And please, not now, but wanting to restart the shop before I'm going, so I did the process small.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Why don't we try to, I'm going to publish this episode, and I'm going to, because I have a lot of people that follow me from Ghana. I have many listeners from Ghana. And what I'm going to do for you, Abraham, is I'm going to post the episode and I'm going to ask them to contact me if they're interested in any of your clothes or any of your services. And if I get someone that replied to the episode, why don't we try to do a fashion show over Podbean and maybe you show some of the stuff and you share the pictures to me and I post it in the live show so people can get to see. Do you like that idea?
I like it. I like it very nice.
Okay. So let's do that. So, let's start first with the episode.
Yeah. So I'll try to give my number to you. If anything, we can chat on WhatsApp and anything.
Okay, and then if you could please just write in the chat the name of your company, how they can find you, if you have any social media or TikTok that they can find you, and that way I can post it on the episode and look out, follow me on this Podbean, and that way when you see the episode, I'm going to put Abraham from Ghana was visiting us on the Late Show with the Moon. And then we'll get your fashion out. How's that?
So I will do everything where the location and everything, then I will send you.
Okay. I'm in Mexico. But I can help you with the listeners that I have from Ghana, and I'm sure you're gonna connect with someone.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Abraham, for joining us tonight.
Okay. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Just write in the chat the name of your company, your shop in Ghana. Abraham from Ghana.
Yes, please.
He's a fashion designer, and he would love to make your clothes. Welcome, Robert. Good morning to you. Good morning, Boogie. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Very good. Thank you. I'm having let me just see if he's gonna write. Just remember, Abraham, to write in the chat the name of your store so I can promote it with the episode when I post the episode.
Abraham, you're a clothing designer? Is that what I'm getting? I just came in. I'm sorry I'm so late.
Yeah, he's a fashion designer in Ghana.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And he's looking for a business. And I said, well, I have so many listeners from Ghana. Oh, thank you. Thank you. He just wrote it in the chat.
There it is. It's Redemption Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Accra, Ghana, Medina. I can't pronounce that. Maybe you can better than that.
It's Accra, Ghana, and I think it's Medina, Abokokobi, and then the number.
Abokobi.
Abokokobi. Abokokobi. Abokobi. 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 Yes.
Yes, please. Abokobi.
Abokobi. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then I'll go ahead and post the episode once we're done, and then look out for the episode, and we'll see who contact me from Ghana, because I have so many listeners from Ghana. So
thank you.
That's going to be good for you. Thank you, Abraham, for being here today.
Thank you
very much. How are you, Boogie? Good?
Doing okay, man. Yeah, absolutely. It's been an evening, and things have... Which I know it's super late / early, depending on what you're talking about. So
have you gone to bed, or you just you've been up?
No, I've been up since 1 p.m. So it's really not.
Okay, no, it's not that late for you.
Yeah, it's not like I've been up 24 hours or anything like that. It's it's just been a day. My neighbor was throwing away a fan.
Uh-oh.
And, I thought, what's wrong with it? And it was just covered in dog hair and, like, smoke and grease. And so I said, well, you're going to throw it away? And he said, yeah. So, well, I'll take it. And, so I brought it home, and I mean, it was a mess. I'm not an admin, so I can't share, like, pictures in the chat, but...
Oh, let me put you as an admin, and then that way you can
temporary.
Share.
Just no, make
it's okay.
It temporary.
It's okay, no worries. There you go. You know, I love the restoration and finding things that you can... that you can recuperate, you know, even though people are throwing it in the trash.
And so I just took it apart and washed it and cleaned it up, and I mean completely tore it all the way apart, and took it out to the garage, blew the motor out, and now I have a working fan.
Oh, nice. You know that when I was
sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. I have more than one fan now.
Well, it's, you know, fans, and sometimes when it's not, you know, this is what I've been finding out here in Mexico, and I don't know if it's the same in the United States, but when it's winter, fans are so cheap. But when it's summer, oh my God, they're so expensive. Right?
And it's, you're absolutely right. And if you're to go out and buy a box fan or a oscillating fan, like with the free base that's adjustable up and turns and things like that, you're looking at $20 to $30. You know, just for a fan. And just, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense for people to not take something apart, clean it, put it back together. But
it has to, it needs to have a lot of cleaning, yes, because you know the fan is totally, it's moving, you know, all day, and it's kind of accumulating all the dust and everything. So you just have to clean. You have to open up and clean each, you know, each of the what is the name in English? The each of the, I know it in Spanish. Where the fan, like there's a ball in the center of the fan, and then you kind of remove that, and then there's each of a hélice, but I don't know how to say hélice in English. Let me see if I can find. Oh, Robert says, Boogie, we miss you on Jokers.
Oh, I haven't been over there for a long time. Dirty Jokers. They're a great show. Good fun. Good times. But no, this just, you know, what this fan cost me to have a brand new fan was about 3 tablespoons of soap and 2 gallons of hot water.
Correct. Which would, you just put it in balance, right? Yes.
Yeah, which would cost about, you know, to me, I'm guessing that cost me around $1 for a $30 fan. To be, anyway, you know, I don't know.
No, I agree with you. And what I was trying to say is the fan blade, they need to be clean, you know, the fan blades. Those are, they need to be clean because that's where it accumulates everything in there. And sometimes, you know, that might not work because it's not clean.
Maybe it cost me $3 because I did have to plug in my air compressor and blow the motor out. You can't dip, I mean, you can dip the motor, electric motor in water, but I thought, you know, this, it was already covered in, it was a greasy nicotine stain, like dog hair mix, and I just didn't want it to cake. So I thought if I put it in water, it would just become worse. Anyway.
No, I love restoring things. You know, when I was in high school, like when we moved from Mexico to America, it was difficult for my parents to get a job because they lose money on a business that they brought from Mexico, right? So we were in the transition, and my dad got a job. He was delivering, like he was doing the rounds to deliver newspaper, like between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., right? So he was delivering newspaper, and I just remember that every time he will go deliver paper, the newspaper, he'll find like fans and bookshelves. You know, people were throwing up stuff. And he told my mom, right? So my mom says, okay, you have to take me. So next thing, the next day they go into the delivering route, you know, the 2 a.m. to 3 to 5 a.m. And my mom got all these things back with her, and she restored them and resell them.
There you go.
And you know for how many years they did it, Boogie? Oh, my God. It was like 5 years, and she got my aunts, my brother,
and me going at 3 a.m. and doing, my dad was doing now the delivery of newspaper, and we were doing the delivery to find things to restore.
I've done the same types of things. I used to collect vintage video game consoles.
Oh, wow.
And I would buy junk ones and fix them, clean them up, because a lot of times all it took was a nice, good cleaning. And then sometimes you'd have to replace a couple of parts, but it's pretty simple. And I would spend, you know, anywhere, let's say I spent $5 or $0, and I would make $40. And sometimes I would have to spend up to $15, but I would still make $40.
Correct.
Yeah, and it was kind of a business and a thing, and I had an eBay thing going on until I got robbed. A woman came and...
Oh, no.
A person that I trusted robbed me and took everything, and so I just kind of gave up on it.
Oh, wow. Yukit says that him and his mate fixed a vacuum cleaner last week, and his mother was convinced it was broken forever.
There you go. You know, you just got to, you know, rather than throwing something out, and that could be a whole different thing, you know, when you think about it. Like your life and everything else. Take it apart, clean it, put it back together. And it might work just fine. It may be not as tip-top as normal. But it's going to get some use. And
right.
Somebody might get some love out of it and care, you know.
Right. Hi, Yukit.
Hello.
How are you? Let me see if I can hear you.
I didn't realize I was on it. Sorry.
Yes, you are. Yes. Welcome.
I've done it that many times, so yeah. And then I saw the little telephone, little green telephone there. Yeah. But no, what Boogie Nights is saying, I really agree. I like being resourceful and restoring stuff. Like, the amount of stuff we go through, like, we have Kmart, we kind of have, like, Walmart, kind of the same thing. And the vacuum cleaners, the brakes, the fans, like, just those little bits and pieces on microwaves, the amount of stuff you see at the duck. Because it's, like, only $100 Australian, which is quite cheap. So they make it so cheap that it's designed to break. But if you know a little bit of oil here.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes those vacuum cleaners are very expensive.
Well, the thing is, what they do is they overheat something, and you think it's broken. It just needs a good clean. You wash the filter with water. Well, it was more. It just needed to be maintained, really, not fixed. You know.
Hot soapy water, man.
It'll fix a lot of things.
Yes. And I think, I don't know if it's the society or the times that we're living, but I think most people are looking to replace instead of restore now. And I insist, you know, I grew up as a restoring. My dad was a watch repair. So he was not only restoring watches and doing a lot of stuff in the watches, but in the house, you know, the sofa, the table, you know, the desk, the door. No, here, let's look and find a way to restore. And I don't see that now these days. And I don't know if it's the stuff that has been made differently that you need to replace it. The quality of the stuff now these days.
That's what it is. Like the old lawnmower, it worked. It worked perfectly for years and years and years. It was like solid, I know, like more stronger steel. It wasn't all this made of half of it was plastic. You know what I mean? and it would last for a long time. It was designed to break, and then you'd have parts that would fix it, and you can have it for a long period of time. Like, you get a whippersnapper these days, you'll be lucky to get, I don't know, like, even if you look after it, you know, like a couple of years out of it, like Bunnings, $150. Yeah, I know there are good tools and good stuff that you can buy that will cost you more money and will last you a lot longer, but yeah, it's different world now, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I agree as well. We are a throwaway world at this point in time. If it doesn't work as it should, toss it out, buy a new one. If I don't have the cash to do it, I'll get a loan.
Pile it all up on credit, worry about it later.
Yeah. Until there's no more credit to be had, and there's no more luxury, there's no more, and then you're sitting in a dump.
And then you don't know how to repair, right? You don't know, you didn't even know how to.
Right, exactly.
So, do you think, and I'm looking at the commercial side, like, okay, all the TVs that there are now these days, you know, there's so many type of TVs and you know, different styles and different things. Do you think that they, on purpose, doing it and using cheap material to be replaceable than before when we just had one TV and they were using the best? the best
big glass box, yeah. But I don't know, like, I reckon, like, the price of televisions come down, I don't know, in Australia, I'm sure it is the rest of the world, come down so much over the last, I don't know, like 5 to 10 years or whatever.
That's 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years, yeah. Time goes bloody quick. But it's like, like, you would spend, I remember myself as like a kid, I'd be into gaming, you know, so I'd like always want a nice television. And, you know, it would cost you like thousands of dollars for a really good one. Now you can get probably the best television just for over maybe $1,500. That's all you need. And that is definitely, I don't know, it's the same thing as a microwave, same thing as those cheap vacuums at Kmart. The worth of them's gone down now, and no one knows how to fix them. There's no one you can go when your television's broken or get a new LCD screen. You wouldn't. I don't even think there would be someone that would literally be able to fix it, you know?
Well, that's what YouTube is for, my friend.
Yeah, oh, but look, I'm not. If you're. From what I heard from you saying, Boogie Nights, you seem very tech, like, savvy with that, you know? Like, the little intricate parts of how things work, you know what I mean? And having the patience and time to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, well, I, throughout my life, I've had to do it throughout necessity.
Yeah.
And just for instance, I have my main vehicle, the only vehicle I have at this point in time, is a 1995 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It has 260,000 miles on it, and I bought it for $400 13 years ago.
Wait, how many Ks is that? That's like,
whoa,
that's like 400 plus Ks, probably.
Yeah,
close to 400.
Wow.
And it still runs like a dream.
Yep, and I've had to do a lot of things to it. I've done it myself. The computer took a shit on it, and it was, do I spend, and at that point in time, it was, if I get a computer for it from a junkyard, it might work for $150. From an actual retailer, it was $400. And if I bought one from Rock Auto, it was 200 plus.
Yeah.
And I got online, and there were three small capacitors that went out on it. And so what I had to do, I spent $7 on six capacitors. and $25 on a soldering pen and fixed it myself.
Oh, wow.
And how much would someone charge? Like, we call them autos, but how much would someone charge you to do that?
Oh, to do it? Oh, to do? Oh, at an auto shop? Oh, my, thousands.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And if you're a woman, more.
Oh, damn, Dick. Yeah. There's that.
Yeah. Because we don't know the parts, right?
Well, I'm not that bloody good at bloody fixing a car, I tell you. But I, like, with the car, I've just noticed, like, what I've always done is change the oil, check the water. That's
yep.
Like, when it comes to the suspension, any other thing going on with the actual engine. I just, like, it's one thing I would, like, really like to, because I got mates that fix fucking shit all the time, you know what I mean? And instead of giving it to them to fix.
Mm-hmm.
It's going, you know? But it's, like, I reckon that's such a, like, you can fix vehicles. If you can actually go, all right, there's something wrong with my vehicle, I can fix it, I don't need anyone else. I don't know if, like, you're out in the bush, it's just a real good, like, one really good skill to have, I reckon.
Yep, always have extra parts.
But I think the vehicles from, like, the 1995 and I think the newer vehicles are the ones that are made now. I think it's harder to be, you know, to work 100%. On it because everything's, they're electrical, you know. You have to replace the whole thing or, you know. It's well, not even.
You put it in a computer, you plug it right in. It says
right.
Wrong. Like, the last Hilux that I had, it was only a 2009 model, it was a beat up piece of car, like it was a shitty car, and it still had a computer system you could plug in, and it would tell you pretty much the basics of it, you know what I mean? And that was 2009, now it's 2020, I wouldn't even know what the models, or what the computer systems are like in them now, you know?
Wow. Yeah, and I think it's now these days, you know, the cars also sometimes you don't even. I've listened to my friends that they have electrical cars. It's a nightmare. They go through nightmares, you know, like it's impossible. You cannot. And I remember seeing my dad working on the cars. I know how to change the oil. I know how to change tires. I know how to change. I know when I need to change my battery. You know, if it's rusty and if there's anything, any leaking oil, I got used to check every time my car was parked and making sure, you know, it was not leaking oil. But for me, that was normal. You know, that was a normal thing to do for my car.
Some people don't even know how to fill up petrol at the petrol station. I've seen it. People they put the thing in the... the car and wait for the petrol to turn. I'm like, now you gotta press the button. Like, over here, you get your driver's
license. Hey, bud, just real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there any way you might be able to turn your microphone up a little bit or get closer to your microphone?
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I actually don't have a microphone. I'm plugging it up this morning on my phone.
Yeah, because gotcha. I think he's.
I've never had a microphone before.
Are you talking on your phone? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
just kind of low. We can hear you, but you're just real low.
Well, look, what I'll do, I'll go.
you don't have to go.
I have to leave. I'm joking.
No, you can stay here, Yuki. Yeah.
No, but I know what it is. When you listen to someone that's like real low volume, it's real frustrating. Do you know what I mean?
I'm trying to, you know, putting my phone on my ear, and I'm trying to, but I don't know if Boogie, you have headset? I think it's harder
yeah,
when headset.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, because I took off my headset and I'm like putting it all the way in the, and I'm listening and I'm like, okay, yes. So,
I need to get a headset or I need to get like some earbuds or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, honestly, I as I said, I'm very important, and I've got to do other important things.
I think I might know who this is.
I'm just drinking by myself and my dog, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm drinking with you. Yeah. How's this? Chug a lug, buddy. I know who it is. It's been a long time, man. I'm glad you're well.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, take care, and I'll speak soon.
Oh. Thank you, you kid.
I'm not allowed to curse on here.
Have a beautiful morning to you in Australia. And cheers to you. I don't drink, but I cheer with water.
He's a good guy.
Yes, he is. He's always, always fun. I haven't talked to him in a long time. And it's always a pleasure. He never called in. So this is the first time second time that he called in. And I'm like, wow, nice. So, Boogie, I like keep your car. Are you doing any restorative? Like, are you going to restore the paint and everything on your car? Or you're just fixing it to be?
I just drive it.
Oh, you just drive it. Okay. Uh-huh.
I maintain to just drive. It's nothing special. It's a day to day until something special happens in my life. Whenever that happens, who knows? But, I need some new tires. I need a new job. I have a job. Okay. I like my job. But, yeah, as far as restoring vehicles, I have done that my entire life with my father. My father's a drag racer.
Mm-hmm.
And, so restoring, maintaining, not throwing simple fixes away is... How I was brought up. I mean,
yeah.
Sure.
I was brought up like that too.
Mm-hmm. Do I buy new things? You were talking about TVs just a little bit ago, how they're junk and new ones, and they just. I don't have a 52-inch TV. I don't. Why? I mean, that's cool. Have one. Great. Wonderful. Do you need it? No. Does anybody need a 110-inch TV when they can't afford to buy a new pair of socks?
Right, you put the balance right on the things. See, we don't watch TV here at home for so many years, and so I haven't invested on a TV. See, when I go to my friend's house, they're so used to have the big TV, like you said, this huge TV on the living room, and it's always on. And then, they are so used to watch a lot of stuff, and I'm not. Sometimes I'm like, they're talking about shows, and I have no idea, because I don't watch TV. But that's something, that's why I haven't invested in a TV. I have a small TV, but just to watch Netflix, a movie, and, or a series. But, yeah,
and that's all you
need. Yeah, like you said, do you really need it? No, I don't need it. Do I need a fancy living room? No, I live very simple, very... We only have, four cups, 8 plates, that's it. We don't have all this type of plates and this type of plates and this type. And I don't get that many assortment of things, like I think it's now these days, the different type of glasses and different type of mats for the kitchen or, you know, for the table. No, I think the simpler, the better. And that's my opinion.
May I, and I hope not to offend you, may I ask your age?
Oh, 49.
Okay, 49. I'm 41. So I went through a period of life where, you know, things were on, that was what we did, is we had, I was with a woman for 11 years, and we had fancy, you know, the stuff we really didn't need to have.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought it made us look better,
mm-hmm.
good, or whatever. And at the end of the day, that's not like you and I have been talking about. It's not what you need.
And sometimes, you know, you come from, like you said, you know, you come from a stage in your life that you didn't know, you know, you were going to change, not habits, but certain things, or living in a different style. And it's okay to get, you know, and be with someone, and that someone brings that perspective and, oh, let's get this, or let's travel more, or why don't we get a car to travel, you know, or things that you might do together. But sometimes, you know, I think it's more of the to have than to be, that you get you can get lost in that process of understanding, in my way of seeing it, and this is my humble opinion, of you get lost in the track of understanding who you are before than to have, you know. And that's where I think it becomes a, because you identify yourself with the clothes, the car, the house, the things, and then you have no idea, you know, who you are. And I think it's more important to understand that to be first and to have,
mm-hmm.
and in the way I see it. But
well, you know, said, absolutely well said.
And maybe this time of era on our children, you know, generations and even couples right now.
No, I don't have, you know, any children.
So. Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is that younger generations, like the for after COVID, I mean before COVID, or they're so used to replace things, you know, like iPads, phones, video mm-hmm. games here and there, and we're not teaching that culture of restoration. We can restore, we can repair. We don't need to replace. So hopefully we could. I'm doing it with my daughter. You know, she had a Nintendo, a console, and for almost 6 years, and we tried to restore as much as we could. You know, like here and get this little.
What kind of Nintendo was it?
It's a Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Nintendo Switch. And I think at some point she was trying to change the, there was a, she opened it up and then she changed it because of this, I think it was the storage, but then she damaged something and then the screen went, you know, mm-hmm. black. And then she found out that this type of a Nintendo had issues with the, I think there's a ventilator or like a fan. Cooling vent. Okay, she's going to explain to you because I'm not explaining correctly. She's going to explain to you because I know she, I bought her something, and when she opened up the Nintendo, that's when she damaged, and then we tried to find. So what was the problem?
Okay. just try to remember.
Okay, try to remember.
So basically, all that I remember is that I was, at one point, I was trying to fix the micro SD card issue because there was one, because it was dirty, because it was a pre-owned console that I got. It wasn't a new one.
Okay.
And from what I can remember, I had turned on the monitor and the switch at the same time. That basically, something had happened to the screen, and when I finished playing in docked mode, because I was in docked mode, I had turned on the switch and the monitor at the same time, because I don't use a TV. I can't use the TV on the living room because it's too large. So I used my own monitor, and the minute I left dock screen, there was a little glitch in the matrix kind of thing. The switch, my old switch is now, it can work docked, but it also has overheating issue that it has for a few months now because it's an old model. It isn't the newest one. So, it also has parentals, but I'm not going to use it as much as the switch I have right now because I've brought myself a new switch that is upgraded.
Gotcha. Cooling fan would fix that whole situation.
Cooling fan would fix it. The thing is, we don't have one, and where we live, it's difficult to get one. That's all I can say.
Remember the paste that you wanted to get
through? Yeah, the paste. The problem is, the heatsink was already damaged. The heatsink was like, how do you even say this in English? I only know how to say it in Spanish. Oxidado?
It was rusted?
No. A little bit by the
rusty.
Sides.
And it was rusty.
Yeah, it was
rusty.
Basically, I also found out it had black holes all over the place, so.
Black holes.
It has to do with the humidity that was
left here. I think so, part of it,
with
yeah.
The
Yeah,
and the other thing is since this was a pre-owned console, we didn't know what happened to it. All that I remember is they said it was a pre-owned refurbished console, but the person who must have gave it away must have had a problem with the micro SD card entrance, because from what I can remember, the micro SD card for the whole 6 years that I have had it, only like a few months it has worked the micro SD card. So, yeah. And now the Joy-Con rails don't work anymore as well.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I think it might be toast.
Yeah, it's definitely. That's why I'm not going to be using it as much, and I'm only going to be using it for docked mode games and most of my physical games, because I only have like about 10 of those. Most of my games are digital. So, let me remember. So, yesterday my new Switch came in. And the OLED, by comparison to the old original Switch, is way better than I expected.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yay.
Yeah, she worked. She worked for it. She paid her own.
Yep.
Yeah.
All $284.
It's actually $300.
Oh, $300?
Yeah.
$300. Okay. Yeah, and I completely forgot. So I'm not sure if I didn't even notice, but the best thing about this console is I originally thought I was going to get a North American console. No, I got a Japanese one. Would make it even more rare now, because my Switch is a limited edition, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
I like that. I like that so much.
So yeah, she is. And then she wanted to use the, because Robert sent her some money for. And but then we tried to restore that. We tried to take the console to fix to different places, but we were scared that we're gonna, because there's not that many places in Mexico. So one of the guy disappear. You know, we were going to go and take the console to fix, and then he disappeared. So the good thing is that we didn't take the console to him, you know. So we decided to, so she used that money, and then she was working as a, she's been editing Wikipedia pages. So she's been proofreading and editing Wikipedia pages, and she got her money, and she bought her console. So, but, you know, we try, Boogie. We try for almost close to 4 months trying to restore the console. Oh, I got the two-minute warning.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
No, that's all right. It's just, I'm glad you guys are doing well. It seems like everything's on the up and up. And
yes, and I hear you good. I'm happy to hear you good.
I'm absolutely well.
Nice. 100%. Nice. Robert, nice having you tonight, Yukit. Thank you, Abraham. I'll go ahead and post the episode. Oh, yeah, my daughter, yeah, she is like, she will talk to you for an hour about consoles, about unsolved mysteries, about, she has so many topics. Thank you, Boogie.
Hey, thank you. Nice to see you, Robert.
Nice seeing you guys, everyone. Thank you. Sending you love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And until the next life, TIK Radio.